My name is Natasha Iqbal, and I'm 16 years old. Today is Saturday, November 30th, 2019, and I'm here with my mother,
Rosanna Iqbal.
And we're sitting in our living room in Egg Harbor Township, New Jersey. So, Mom, you weren't born in America. You were from Dominican Republic.
Yes, from the south, but I grew up in Santo Domingo, which is the capital.
So how was your childhood, and like, who did you grow up with?
I have a very happy childhood. I used to play a lot, and I grew up with my two brother and sister and a bunch of cousins.
So what was a normal day for you in Dominican Republic?
I wake up, get ready for school, come back, do my homework, any chores, and then go out and play.
Do you have like a fond memory from your childhood or a story from your childhood?
I have many.
Would you like to share one?
Okay, so that time usually in the weekend, we used to do like party with friends every other weekend, or for have fun also, we used to go to the beach or go to the club, and in the club used to have swimming pool, a lot of games, so it was very entertaining.
So how old were you when you first came to America?
I came for a vacation, and I was 20 years old the first time I came here.
So what was like your first day in America like?
The first time I came here, it was at night. It was very pretty. I came from New York, John F. Kennedy Airport. So in the trip from the airport to my brother's house, that's where I was going, it was so pretty, all those lights and all those huge buildings that we don't have in my country. It was like really nice picture.
So why did you first come to America?
In the beginning, I just used to come for vacation. And then when I married, we came for have a better life here.
So you mentioned your marriage. So when did you first meet my dad?
I met your dad the first day he entered to my country, Dominican Republic. So the first day he traveled there, he went to register in his university. And I used to work for the DIM Department of Medicine. So he had to do all his paperwork through me.
And what did you first think of him when you saw him?
I really didn't notice him that much because I have to deal with that many people. The one who always was looking and staring at me was him.
So you guys got married in Dominican Republic. And whose idea was it to come to America?
My father was a citizen, American citizen, so I have a green card because of my father. When your dad finished his school of medicine, so for him was better to come here because here it was more future for him. He can do better work and better salary.
Yeah. So when you guys first came to America, where were you staying?
When we came to US the very, very first time, we stayed for a short period of time with my brother. So, but then I rent my apartment.
How was your life in America at first? Like, was it easy for you to adapt, or was it like, what hardships did you experience?
So when I first came, in the beginning, No, it was not easy. I used to work 2 jobs. Your dad couldn't work in his field, so he had to find a job and then study to pass an exam that he need in order to do the specialty in his career. So in the beginning, it was hard because the 2 jobs, I was not used to hard work. But I did it because anywhere you go, you have to adapt. And slowly, we survived. Like after 1 year, we was able to have our own house, to get a car, so we have the transportation. And I left 1 job and only keep 1. So we pretty much adapt fine. It was easy. That time was easy. I think everything was cheaper, easier. Economy maybe was better than now.
So you guys really built yourselves from the bottom up.
Yes. When we first came here, we just got married. He just got out of his career. He finished the university. And we came with 0 money in the pocket.
So I know you guys, I know you said you first started out in New York living with my dad. But how did you guys eventually move down to New Jersey?
In the beginning, we was living in New York. So he was staying in New York, but I was a flight attendant. So I kept my job as a flight attendant. Then we decide to establish here. So here, my sister and my brother was living here. So we always go where the family is. So we decide to come down here. And there where I find a job in the casino. And then your dad find a job in medical examiner office. So.
And... around how long after did you have your first child?
I got my first child 5 years after I married. So in that way, you can be a little bit stable and you can establish your family.
So how was life with a child? You know, it must have been really different for you, especially in a new country. How was your beginning?
My experience? Being mom?
Yeah.
Oh, it was easy because thank God I have my mother, my sister, and my brother here. I have a lot of family here. So they help me. I used to go to work and leave my daughter, your sister, with my mom. She used to take care of her.
Wait, so where were you working?
My first job was in Tron Marina.
So you left my sister with my grandmother. So how was it to come, you know, go to work and then come back and have to take care of everything? Like, how was adapting to motherhood for you?
When I see that I have now more responsibility, like as a mom, I didn't know how to drive, so first thing, I start learning and driving. So I used to drive. I used to live in Egg Harbor Township, and my mom used to live in Atlantic City. So I used to drive to Atlantic City, drop my daughter there, and then go to my work. When I finish my work, go and pick her up and go back home and cook for your dad.
So when did you finally stop working? Because I know now you don't work.
So when I married and we came here, we always was agreeing that once he find a good job and get established, I'm going to leave the job and I can take care of the kids. So first I have one daughter, and I wait 8 years to have the second one because it's not easy. It's a lot of responsibility to have a child here. Education is very expensive. So when your dad get established that he now was working as a doctor, so his salary, he has a better salary. So I decide it was time for, I have you. And you was 3 years old when I stopped working. So my mom said you was very hard to take care of because you was terrible. And I have to stop working. I was agreed to stop working and take care of you and your sister. So that time you was 3 and your sister was 8. And I think it was a good time, 11. So it was a good time to stop working. So I was okay. I decided to stop working and take care of you because it was very difficult.
Yeah, so how was I as a child? I was going to ask next.
You was very lovely, but at the same time, you used to do... You used to draw in the wall. You used to break everything. So it was, I have to keep the eyes on you all the time. Because here, I didn't have like that many friends in my neighbor. I was like, it was no many kids. So you always stay at home and you always was like trying to get out of the home. So you was breaking whatever was in your way.
So do you have any like specific stories from when I was a kid that you remember?
Yeah, I remember one time your grandma have a stroke. So she when she recovered and she was staying home, part of her face was not moving. So when you was talking to me, you used to close your eyes and mimic like your grandma face. And I was like, no, Natasha, don't do that. That's not nice. And my mom used to be laughing and hug you and kissing because you look funny. You was very little. You was around 4 years only. So, yeah, I said, no, that's not good. God don't like kids that do that. But you used to do it just because you see her. And then you say, why abuela is like that, mom? And used to make the face like abuela.
So you mentioned our family a lot, like my grandfather and grandmother and my aunts and uncles. So how do you think having like a family around us at all times, like a big extended family with us, has like impacted your experiences?
So when I came to US, my sister, my brother decide also to come here, and of course my mom always was close to me all the time, so she decided to come here too. So when I in US was for me very different as the place I grew up in there. I have friends, you used to trust your neighbor. Neighbor was like family, and the friends, my friends that I grew up too. So once you come here, you don't have nothing, you don't have nobody, you feel like very lonely. But thanks God I have my family. So we used to do those traditions, still doing, like in Christmas, we used to get together, everybody, and celebrate Christmas and other holidays together. So yeah, it made a big difference. So you don't feel that lonely, especially in the beginning when you don't have that many friends.
So I've only seen pictures before because I was too young to remember, but I heard that we had really fun Christmas parties. How were they?
In Christmas, we used to do the typical food, especially like from back home. So you don't, that in that way, you don't miss home that much, because I have my mom, she cook for us. My sister gonna show up. My brother, you, that was still in my country, he used to come here to especially for Christmas. And also I have cousins that used to come especially for that occasion. So I used to buy gifts for all the kids. So it was really fun and special.
So I know you've already mentioned this a lot before, but like, what were some like big, what were some of the biggest differences you saw between Dominican Republic and United States of America?
The big, big difference that time, Dominican Republic was very like safe and quiet. So I grew up in very like, of course, it was friendly environment because we was very close, like the neighbors, we was like family, and our weather, it was all the time, it's all the time like summer. So the different, when we have like, we are close to election, that time when we have election time in my country was like party. All the time, everything was like a celebration, occasion for to celebrate. So the election, whoever was getting, that want to be elect, who was running for president or for any other position, they used to make party in the street. And people used to like it. It was, everything was friendly. No argue or no
debates.
No, it was debate, but friendly debates. And it was no crimes. If something happened, it was like very scandal. Oh my God, you hear what happened? Because we are very small country. So that was a different, that time everything was. The way we celebrate Christmas, because our weather is very warm, usually, Christmas we celebrate, of course, at home, but especially for New Year, we celebrate, we start celebrating the Christmas time, our decoration, and you're going to listen in the radio, all those Christmas songs, that is going to be merengue. Our decoration start very early, like in September. You start seeing decoration and you feel like that is Christmas spirit, so in everywhere. The music, every time you go to a home to visit, they give you like, we have a homemade wine or drinks, that everything was homemade. Also in New Year, like our weather is warm, in New Year, we have the dinner at home, but after dinner, we used to go to the malecón, we call it malecón, what here you call boardwalk. And then you're going to see people dancing in the street with music, live music, like orchestra, those, like a band, but no band. Like singing merengue and people dancing, and when the time come, midnight come, everybody get together and happy, or you can make a fire in the at the beach, and it's very fun. The Christmas don't end, I mean the holiday don't end in the New Year, because then it's gonna continue until the January 6th, that is the Reyes, so you're gonna write the letter, not to Santa, but to the three kings. Mm-hmm. And you write the letter, and then next day you find your gift on the close to your bed, not under the Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm.
Then what else? Summertime. Like I always say to the weather, but that's the big difference. Here is a lot of snow, and it's nice. I love snow to see it through the window, but I don't like to drive in the snow. when it's summer, you listen, oh, it's a hurricane coming, and everybody gets scared. I used to see it from my window, and it was like kind of fun to see to see a hurricane and then to go outside and see, oh my God, all the disaster. But everybody, the community was so nice and so close, and all those traditions, yeah, you miss your food, you miss your friends. Now you left them behind, so everybody is now different. So it was a big difference between USA, but here you have a lot of opportunity. The good thing here is, like, as I say, I just got married. We came with empty pocket. We was able to get a job and to establish, to get our home. And maybe back home, I won't have all those facilities that I have here. Especially now, the economy is very bad in all around the world, but especially in Latin America.
Can you describe one of your happiest memories from your life?
I have two happiest memories. Yeah.
I'm crossing my fingers for those of you guys who are listening.
My first one was in 1995 when I had my first kid. And the second, it was in 2003 when I have my second kid. So, two beautiful memories.
But the happiest was in 2003.
Both of them was the same.
What is something that you're proudest of? And why does it make you feel proud?
Okay. More than proud, I'm very thankful. I'm thankful to God because when I grew up in the church. I was Baptist when I was in Dominican Republic. Then I met your father. He is Muslim, so I convert to Muslim. I'm proud that we came here and we didn't have nothing at all. We didn't start from zero. And since God, he gave us the opportunity to come here, and he have to establish, have a two beautiful daughter, which I'm very proud of how they are. They are a very good human beings. That's the most important, like the respect. For me, the most important thing nowadays is to have respect for the other, and to be to have compassion. They always like to be helpful. They volunteer for a lot of stuff. They are a good student. They are good kids. That's my. I always thank God because I have two daughters that they are so nice and good behavior that they haven't given me no problem at all. So I hope they be a good student too. So that's the most important, because nowadays you hear so much things on TV, like how kids are. So to be able to have my home, my husband established, he can help his family. I be able to help my family too. I have my mom here, my family here with me, and have a nice two kids.
Okay, so I just have two more questions, and these are kind of like advice or like future. So for your great great grandchildren listening to this years from now, because this is saved actually and archived into the Library of Congress. Mm. So what is there any wisdom you'd want to pass on to them, and like what would you want them to know?
I want them, what I want for them to know is that first and all, always respect the others. Always, when you respect, you are a better person. And no matter what difficult the way is, if you try hard and put off your effort, you can get all the goals. Don't think in something like it's impossible. Everything can be possible if you really, really want it.
And last question is, how would you like to be remembered from now on for forever and ever?
Okay, so everyone who knows me, they know that I'm a very honest person, that I respect, that I have a lot of love for God. They always think that I am very friendly and I like to help others. I think it's nothing that makes you feel better that you can be able and you have the opportunity of help other people. So it's nothing like make you feel more happy.
So thank you, Mom, for doing this interview with me.
Thank you for giving me this opportunity, and I hope everybody can understand me because my English is not the best.
Your English but, is fine. I think you sounded great.
So I hope so. So thank you. It's not perfect because in the moment somebody asks you something, sometimes your mind block. But at least I was able to give you some answers. So I hope the answer was like the right one.
Okay. Thanks, Mom.
You're welcome.